sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngilamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 4 mabasa 2022 ngu Dr. Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
esikujayele ukuthi abantwana baqala ulwazi esikhefesitheni aluba izinsekili zame ukukhipha i-olevu kuqala isenzela ukuthi abantwana bavule kathesi kodwa ziyavalwa ngethursday lokho silabo ezindlini singakhangela abantwana labo bavele babhala i-olevu bengavuthwanga ponxa sebephuza ukuvula kutho ukuba izifundo zabo zalonyaka abayikuziqida ngesikhathi.
Uhlangothi olubona ngezemihloliso lweZimbabwe School Examination Council ZIMSEC luthi izikolo zizavalwa impumela yemihloliso lika-A level ingakethulwa.
And we've always said, let's act within the parameters of the law. Let us act within the framework of the law.
Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kwele South Africa uthi uhulumende wakhe akasekeli iqembu elizingela abantu ngokuzala efuna baxotshwe elizweni elizibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula. Uthi akula midlalo elula esigabeni saphezulu esecastle Laga Premier Soccer League uJoy Antipas, umqeqeshi weqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ele-Chicken Inn. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Uhlangothi olubona ngezemihloliso olweZimbabwe School Examination Council luthi izikolo zizavalwa impumela yemihloliso ka-O le-A level ingakethulwa ngenxa yezizathu ezithile ezigoqela ukuphuza kokubhalwa kwemihloliso ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Lokhu kuhamukelwa ngendlela ezehlukeneyo ngabazali labafundi. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isikhulumeli sohlangothi olweZIMSEC unkosikazi Nikki Dlamini utshele iStudio 7 ecingweni ukuba impumela yemihloliso e-ordinary level kanye le-advanced level izakwethulwa ngesikhathi izikolo sezivaliwe. Uqhubeke ethi lokhu kubangelwa yikuba abafundi baphuze ukuqeda ukuloba imihloliso nyakenye njengemvama ngenxa yokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Kodwa-ke uthi konke kuqhuba kuhle. Abafundi bangakhangelela ukwamukela impumela yabo kunsuku ezizayo. Unkosikazi Saziso Dube umzali olomntwana olindele impumela uthi ukuphuza kokuyithola sokubisela abafundi emuva.
Esikujayele ukuthi abantwana baqala ulwazi 6 nge-first term. Aluba izinsekili zame ukukhipha i-olevu kuqala isenzela ukuthi abantwana bavule kathesi kodwa ziyavalwa nge-Thursday lokho silabo ezindlini. Singakhangela abantwana labo bavele babhala i-olevu nje bengavuthwanga ponxa sebephuza ukuvula kutho ukuba izifundo zabo zalonyaka abayikuziqida ngesikhathi. Lokuthi sithi behambe kuma-extra lessons akuyenzi ngoba yakungakwazi ukuthi upasekuphi umntwana wafeyila kuphi.
Lokhu kusekelwe unkosazana uNile Vundla olinde impumela ye-olevu othi bebekhangelele ukuqala ngehlandla lokuqala isikolo.
Bengizimisele ukuthi ngivuyela esikolo nge-first term kodwa-ke ama-results ethulokhu engakaphumi. Lokhu sekusifaka i-stress ukuthi kumbe senze kahle loba hhatshi. Okunye ukuthi kuyenza yazi ukuthi yithi abokuqala esenzela amakhala. So asikwazi ukuthi wona senze njani kuwo njengoba esiyithi abokuqala ukuwayenza. That's of ayaphuma sinye ama-results sidinga indawo ngesikhathi izikolo zivaliwe.
Unkosikazi Anna Fuyane umzali womfundi okhangelele ukuqala uform 5 yena uthi lokhu sekubaphe ithuba lokuhlanganisa indleko zesikolo.
Ophuza ukukhipha ama-results lokhu uphathise thina abazali. Singakhangela ngo-January sibhadalile kwenyanga leyo besesikolo beqedisa ukubhala. Nxa olwazi sisebenza aqala nge-second term ngikubona kungcono kakhulu ngoba imali ebesizifake ku-budget sezizangena next term. Amafizi lawa abuhlungu ngoba izimali ezingaziholiyo ngenyanga eyodwa kumele kube ngikuqedelela.
Umnumzana Goodwill Taderera obambele unobhala wenhlanganiso eZimbabwe Teachers Association uthi abafundi kumele baphiwe ithuba elaneleyo elokuqeda izifundo zabo.
Lower sixes have been severely disadvantaged. We are looking here at the prospect of then completing the syllabus.
Abafundi baka lower six sebencindezekile kakhulu nxa sikhangela ukuthi kufanele baqede izifundo zabo zalonyaka. Osokungadala ukuba kugijinywe kuphangiswe ukuqeda okuyinto esingayikhuthaziyo. Kufanele sisuke esigabeni sokuthi sithi imihloliso kufanele ilotshwe ngesikhathi lesikuphela. Asazi kumbe ukuphuza kwempumela kungenxa yamakhalazi aqala ukuba khona. Kodwa esikufunayo yikuba abafundi baqede izifundo zabo ukwenzela ukuthi singancindezeli abazali abayibo ababhadala indleko zesikolo.
Umnumzana Thawungana Ndoro isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo wenqabe ukuthatha ilizwi kodwa uchaze ukuba abafundi abakhangelele ukuqala izifundo zika lower 6 baqala kuhlandla lesibili elokuvulwa kwezikolo. Kwengeze ngokuba bazafaka indlela zokufunda ezizenza ukuba bazame ukuhlenga isikhathi esilahlekileyo. Isikolo sizavalwa ngolwesine yonale iviki mhla ka 7 Mabasa, ziyevulwa mhla ka 3 Nkwenkwezi, oyethemu yesibili bese zivalwa mhla ka 4 Ncwabakazi, ithemu yesithathu ikhangelele ukuqala mhla ka 5 Mpandula, iphele mhla ka 8 Mpalakazi, kuhle kugqitshwe ulumnyaka. Nimele Studio 7 kobulawayo ngobathabile Masuku.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubikwa esefikile eMaputo kwela Mozambique esungula uhambo lwamalanga amathathu lapho akhangele ukulobelana izivumelwano ezithile lomunye wakhe walelo lizwe. Umongameli Philip Nyusi, iphephandaba eLady Herald, libika ukubana ukhokhela iqula lokusebenzelana kwamazwe amabili phansi kohlelo ole-Joint Permanent Commission on Cooperation lole-Bi National Commission. Umnangagwa ubikwa efike eMaputo International Airport izolo ntambama wamukelwa ngumphathintambo wezobudlelwane boMozambique lamanye amazwe omhlaba. Veronica Makamo Dovo, lomeli weZimbabwe kwele Mozambique, uAmbassador Victor Matemadanda, iqula lakhe ligoqela abaphathi ntambo abambalwa, uAmbassador Frederick Shaba, ubona ngobudlelwano lamanye amazwe omhlaba, owezomvikela uNkosikazi Upam Chinguri Kashiri, owezemithetho uZiyambi Ziyambi, owendaba zokulinganiswa kwamathuba besilisa labesifazane uNkosikazi Stendiso Nyoni labanye. Amazwe amabili akhangelele ukulobelana izivumelwano ezine kulolu hambo. Emisebenzini yentuthuko yezesayensi lokusetshenziswa kwemishina yangalezi nsuku yetechnology, ezemithetho lokunye, kubika uAmbassador Shaba ekhuluma labephephandaba leThe Herald. Ele Mozambique liqhubeka kungelinye lamazwe alobudlelwane obuqinileyo kweze kuthengiselana lele Zimbabwe esigabeni semhlobelwano wangezansi wezwekazi le-Afrika. Ngakho-ke likhangelele kuqinisa lokuqhelisa limisebenzi lobudlelwane. Umongameli Mnangagwa ukhangelele ukwethekelela indawo lapho ubekwa khona amaqhawe alelo lizwe iye-Mozambican Heroes Acre okulele khona umongameli walelo lizwe owayeludumo uMoyi Mnumzana Samora Machel. Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa wele South Africa uthi uhulumende lebandla lakhe ele African National Congress ANC abakasekeli ngitsho lakancane iqembu elizingela abantu bokuza lifuna baxotshwe elizweni elizibiza Operation Dudula ngoba lona le misebenzi yalo kungekho emthethweni. Uthi Sokhumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba ngempela viki ngemva komhlangano webandla lakhe esabelweni seMpumalanga, umongameli Ramaphosa uthe okwenziwa leqembu le-Operation Dudula abakwamukeli ngijola kancane ngoba isenzo esingekho emthethweni esenziwa leqembu elingekho emthethweni. Selokhu kuqala umnyaka, iqembu le-Operation Dudula selihambe endaweni eziningi zelizwe lingena kumabhizimusi lemisikeni lisithaba kwamanye amazwe ababuyele kubo imisebenzi yabo ithathwe izalwane zakwele South Africa. Lobanje umongameli Ramaphosa esithi umkhuba wokungena elizweni wongekho emthethweni kufanele uqedwe uthi lokhu kungumsebenzi wabezomthetho hathi owaleli qembu.
And we've always said, let's act within the parameters of the law. Let us act within the framework of the law.
Asingeke sivumele abantu abazenzela santando bengalandeli umthetho. Nxa kukhona okubi kufanele sikulungise ngendlela ehlonipha umthetho hathi ecwasa abanye abantu.
Type of move against a group of people, and particularly targeting them as foreign nationals.
Kodwa umgcinihlalo enhlanganiso eZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Ngabuto Mabena, uthi sebele mbuzo eminingi ngenkulumo kamnumzana Ramaphosa, njengoba ngevike phelileyo isikhulumeli sebandla lakhe umnumzana Phule Mabe ethe leli bandla aliphikisani lokwenziwa ileli qembu.
Asisakwazi ukuthi i-ANC imi kuphi. Sithembe lokho okhulunywe ngumongameli, kumbe sithembe lokho okhulunywe yi-spokesperson. Yikho lapho okusixaka khona thina ukuthi bami ngapi ngodaba lwe-Operation Dudula.
Kodwa ke ezinye izalwane zakwamanye amazwe sezemukele ngenjabulo inkulumo kamnumzana Ramaphosa, zisithi sekufanele amapholisa amise imisebenzi yaleli qembu ngoba lihlukuluza abantu bokuza. Ngeviki ephelileyo izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe zize zacatsha inkambeni zamapholisa endaweni ezimbalwa ngemva kokwethuselwa ngokulinyazwa lokubulawa okwenziwe ngezinye izalwane zakwele South Africa. Amabandla ezombusazwe amancane afana le-Patriotic Alliance asephumele egcekeni esekela inhlelo ze-Operation Dudula, kanti kamakhulu afana le-Economic Freedom Fighters achaza leli qembu njengenhlanganiso yezigange. Kusenjalo iqembu le-Operation Dudula selikusho laphinda ukuthi okwenze lathatha inyathelo lokuxotsha abantu bokuza yikuthi uhulumende useshilekile kuvala imingcele. Bathi abokuza laba sebethethe yonke imisebenzi osokubulalisa izalwane zakwele South Africa ngendlala. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, Nginguthuso Khumalo.
Ele Ukraine lithi kumele umnumzana Vladimir Putin okhokela ele Russia ajeziswe ngamazwe wonke omhlaba ngoba ibutho lakhe libulele abantu abaningi labaphosela emagodini aphandwe ngesiphangiphangi ama-mass graves emadolobheni akugqela iBucha, iIrpin lamanye. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
I-Reuters News Agency ibika ukuba kulabantu abaningi okumangalisayo abangcwatshwe ndawonye emagodini agethwe libutho lakwele-Russia elibabulele emadolobheni la ngesikhathi lihlasela kwele-Ukraine. Elinye lamagodi la kucatshangelwa ukuba lilabantu abedlula 150 okuthiwa babezihlalele ezindlini zabo kumbe bezihambahambela, bagolwa njengentethe, batshaywa, babulawa, baphoselwa endaweni le. Kugcwele izidumbu lemigoqweni emadolobheni la. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky uthi kumele uPutin ajeziswe ngesenzo lesi. UZelensky owethulele umbuthano weGrammy Awards isicelo sokuncediswa kudaba lokuhlaselwa ngele-Russia uthi ele-Russia lihlaselwa ngamandla kwezinye indawo ezigoqela isabelo se-Odessa. UPutin uyakuphika konke lokhu esithi ngamanga aluhlaza tshoko ukuba ibutho lakhe libulala abantu mahlayana kwele-Ukraine. Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo, uthi
intshumayelo ikaZelensky umongameli weUkraine kuma-Grammy Awards ekhuluma ngokubhidliswa kwelizwe lakhe lokubulawa kwabantu bakhe sekutshengisela ukuthi sesiba lodumo emhlabeni. Ye, eminye ifanekiso kungenzakala ukuthi kayisiyeqiniso, kodwa njengokubona kwami izenzo zikaPutin seziveza bandla ukuthi uPutin ngumuntu ololunya. Sizwa nje namhlanje kuthiwa khona inhlanganiso United Nations, Human Rights Council, Human Rights Council, kumbe singathi khona i-Council yamalungelo ekaZulu, sebecabanga ukuxotsha iRussia ku-Council yakhona.
Ungwenya ugcizelele esithi
lokhu kuhambelana lo dumo engathi eseluzuzwa nguZelensky, ngoba sengumuntu ophumeleleyo ngokwanisayo ukukhuluma inkathazo zakhe ezoncedo. Amabutho eRussia kuthiwa sebe kanya sebe funa ukudlalela eMpumalanga kuphela. Ye kungaba njalo ukuthi engxenye usizo aludingayo emazweni wonke jikelele selukhanya lusebenza empini yakhe eyokuxotsha umnezana Putin lamasosha akhe e-Ukraine.
Umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena unobhala jikelele webandla leZimbabwe Communist Party uthi okunye okwethulwa ngabezindaba kungamanga.
Kasilabo obufakazi ngalokho okuthiwa kwenzeke eButcher, ngoba sithola indaba ezisuka esayidini elilodo. Kumele ukuthi ngasithola izindaba ezisuka indawo yonke sibe sesikwazi ukuqhathanisa sihlaziye. Okwakhathesi kasikwazi sihlaziye ngoba lokho okukhulunywa ngumongameli weUkraine engabe sengezimithiyo, engabe ekhuluma iqiniso asikwazi. Ngoba yibona asebesitshela okwenzakalayo, kasakwazi ukuthi sizwe kwabanye esingathi ngama-independent sources. Konke lokho sikuthola ngama-media houses awe-west. Yikho-ke kusuka kube nzima ukuthi sihlaziye ukuthi sikwazi lokho liqiniso mba soqiniso. Kodwa esikwazi mhlophe yikuthi e-Donbas region, lapho okulabantu abakhuluma isiRussia khona, uhulumeni we-Ukraine wabulala abantu ngendlela abantu bemathebeland ababulawa ngukhona iGugrahun. Yikho ke indawo lezo ze-Donbas region ezathi zona zifuna ukuzimela ingabe ingxenye yeZimbabwe. Yikho kwenzeka e-Donbas region. Lokho kwenzeka eButcher kasilabo ubufakazi bakhona.
Kubikwa ukuba kulabaphathi bamadolobho abalijumi lanye 11 abasezandleni zebutho lakwele Russia eselibulele omunye wabo. Ele Russia selisuse ibutho duzane ledolobho elikhulu lakwele Ukraine, iKiev. Kubikwa ukuba lifuna ukuhluthuna indawo enkulu kwele Ukraine kusiyafika unkwenkwezi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoKips Dube.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwane belemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba uSecretary of State Anthony Blinken usole kakhulu eleRussia elethe samlando wokudala isihluku empini leUkraine ngemva kokusuka kwamasotsha aweRussia emzini weBucha esikoleni seUkraine iKyiv. Kubikwa kubonakale izidumbu zabantu mahlayana abangahlomanga balelo lizwe bebulewe yila masotsha. Izidumbu zabo zindawana yonke ezitaladini. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky weUkraine wethule umbiko owevidiyo udlalwe emcimbini wokunikezwa imivuzo kubaculi bele Melika Grammy Awards owenzelwe eLas Vegas izolo. Icela ababukeli nabalaleli kumabonakude emhlabeni jikelele ubana basekele ilizwe lakhe ngazo zonke indlela abangezenelisa kule impi yokuhlaselwa eleRussia. Emkhosini omiswe kumnyaka emibili ngenxa yokuqhamuka kwe-COVID-19 umongameli Joe Biden wele Melika ugcizelele kusemthethweni ukuqala ngokusebenza kwesithiji sezombikela esesubmarine esisebenzisa izikhali ze-nuclear ese-USS Delaware ngomgqibelo. Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubeka sikhangela kwenzakala ngemva kokhetho lwama-by-elections lukamhla ka-26 Mbimbitho kanye lempi yokuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine ngele Russia. Abenhlanganiso eye-National Gallery of Zimbabwe bathi sebesungule uhlelo lokubukisa imisebenzi ye-art egxile ekufundiseni lokusebenzisana labantwana abaphila lesimo ese-autism ukuze labo baphatheke emsebenzini weze art kungelani lesimo sawo kwezempilakahle. Ngithuthele izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Abe National Gallery bathi bakwenza lokhu njengendlela yokusebenzelana loZulu bekhetha ukuba bafundisane labantwana abaphila neautism kulokho abangenelisa ukuzenzela ngaphansi kwehlelo ezibizwa ngokuthi ngama art therapy sessions. Umnumzana Livingstone Mutshefa ongucurator obona ngezemfundo lokuhlelwa kwembukiso yale igallery uchasisa kabanzi ngalolu hlelo lwabo.
Lokhu ikunikeza imisebenzi ye-art etshiyeneyo efana lokulungisa ama-collage ukupenda le-coloring.
Uthi lokhu kwenziwa ngendlela ephathisa abantwana laba ukuthi benelise ukuba lesikhathi eside bephatheke kuhlelo lunye. Bengaphangisi ukukhalala abayithi concentration span ukusebenzelana kwemithambo yabo okuhle i-muscle coordination kanye lokukhula engqondweni. Unkosikazi Tendai Helen Mutambara okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Autism Association of Zimbabwe uthi bajabula ngoba bejonge ukuthi kuthuthukiswe imisebenzi yokuzenzela ababona ukuthi abantwana banje bangaqina kuyo empilweni yabo.
Brings about a lot of changes, and we are doing art more because our children are actually more art oriented. They love art, and we are doing it to our best.
Lonya kaslengu kuko eswayo sikhangela eze art kakhulu ngoba abantwana abale autism bazwisisa kakhulu i-art njalo beyithanda.
Uthi bona njengenhlanganiso balazo inhlelo eziningi zokuncedisa abantwana abaphila ne-autism besebenza labo ukufundisa abantwana laba indlela ezifana lokukhuluma kuhle i-speech therapy, imisebenzi yokulolonga umzimba i-physical education therapy ne-occupational therapy lokunye. Usister Joyce ongu-caregiver esebenzelana nabantwana abale-autism uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantwana labo baphathwe ngonanzelelo olukhulu langesineke ngoba besuka bebe lokungahlaliseki kalula nje kusiya ngokugcinwa kwabo.
Ngibona mwana achikwira-kwira kana mumasofa kana papi pamunenge musingafungidziri kuti mwana uyu angakwire.
Ezinye izinto zenza ukuba abantwana laba bengahlaliseki ndawonye okwesikhathi eside begijigijima okudinga ukuba sibe lesineke labo.
Abantu abale autism babikwa belawo amathuba angavulelwa bangafundiswa ngendlela elungileyo ikakhulu kulokho abakuthakazelelayo okungenza ukuba bengasaleli muva ekuthuthukisweni komnotho welizwe. Benelisa njalo ukuphatheka emisebenzini eminingi enhlangothini ezijeneyo zempilo benganikwa lelo thuba. Umsebenzi we-art ubikwa ungeyinye indlela lethuba njalo elihle elingabalethela ke inzuzo enhle njalo umuntu zenzela akujabulelayo ngasikhathi sinye kusehlisa amathuba okungahlaliseki komntwana onje engqondweni. Lokhu kulakho njalo ukubavulela amathuba amaningi kumisebenzi yezandla yokuzinakekela empilweni yabo. National Gallery of Zimbabwe bathi yikho bekubone kufanele ukuthi besebenzise i-art ukukhunga abaphila lalesi simo se-autism okugoqela le-visual art ukuze loZulu wonke jikelele azwisise okwenelisa ukwenziwa ngabantwana abanje lokubavulela amathuba empilweni bengabi ngumthwalo impilo yabo yonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumaPeter Ntambe.
Wezemidlalo uthi akula imidlalo elula esigabeni saphezulu eseCastle Lager Premier Soccer League. UJoy Antipas, umqeqeshi weqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo eleChicken Inn, intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UAntipas bekhuluma ngemva komdlalo weqembu lakhe leManyika Diamonds wona uphele zingujikile obhanqa 3-3 ngomgqibelo.
It's a very competitive league. There's no easy games.
Akusiyo umncintiswano olula njalo akula midlalo elula ngoba amaqembu wonke adlala ngokuzimisela okukhulu. Kuqakathekile ke ukuhlonipha labo odlala labo njalo ube lomqondo omuhle ngoba nxa uyenzanga njalo uqala kudelela ubona ngathi usunqobile noba ibhola lingakadlalwa. kumele kusetshenzwe gadalala ukuze iqembu lenqobe.
Iqembu lechikenini lile miklomelo ngamachuma amabili nantathu ngemva kwemidlalo elichumi njalo lichiyalele lisendaweni yesibili eleDynamos ngomklomelo wodwa. Iqembu ledimbare linqobe iqembu leBlack Rhinos nge-3-1 ngensonto njalo selinqobe kwimidlalo yalo emihlanu yedluleyo. Endaweni yesithathu kule qembu letriangle nayo libe ngumjikelo obhanqa 0-0 lele Highlanders ngesonto njalo lile miklomelo ngamachumi amabili. Iqembu leManyika Diamonds lisendaweni yesine ngemva kokuba ngumjikelo obhanqa lele Chicken Inn njalo lile miklomelo elichumi lathoba munomunye. Umqeqeshi walo uJohannes Numa uthi iqembu lakhe litshengisele ukuba liqinile kakhulu.
Yeah, it was a very good comeback. We appreciate
indlela esenelise ngayo ukuguqula isimo somdlalo. Ibinhle kakhulu njalo kwenelisa ukuphenduka sicine kuyithi esesikhokhela kutshengisa ukuba iqembu lethu liqinile ngoba phela besidlala leqembu elihleli phezulu kwengalane emiqomelo.
Emdlalweni wakhe wakuqala engumqeqeshi weqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars wengukapteni weqembu lama-Warriors uBenjani Morwari uthole umklomelo owodwa ngemva kokuba ngutshingile obhanqa leqembu leBulawayo iChiefs. Ekhuluma ngemva komdlalo uMorwari uthe uyawujabulela kakhulu lowo mklomelo.
This is my first game, you know.
Bekuvele kuza kuba nzima emdlalweni wami wokuqala njengoba besidlala singekho ngekhaya, kodwa ke ukuthola esikwenze umxomelo owodwa kuyinto enhle kakhulu njalo kuzasiphathisa kwelizayo.
Nakwelinye icele umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo Chiefs uNilton Teroso uthi akayisabeli ukuba usengaphelelwa ngumsebenzi loba nje zihambe imidlalo embalwa enganqobi.
I don't feel the pressure, to be honest.
Angikakuzwa ukutshisekana okubangwa ukuba inkokheli zeqembu kaziphozanga. Mina engikhangeleleyo yikuba umlando wami ngokuba ngithuthukise indlela esidlala ngayo njalo nxa abadlali bekhombisa ukuba bazimisele ukungidlalela konke kuyabe kulungile kimi.
Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lihlezi endaweni ye-12 engalaneni yemiklomelo njalo ensukwini ezedluleyo limise umsebenzi yabasekeli bakaTeroso uMark Mathe kanye noFarai Tawachira, kwathi esikhundleni sabo laphendukisa uThulani Sibanda owayevele ngumqeqeshi waleli qembu phambilini kokuqhatshwa kukaTeroso. Emsileni wengalane iqembu leHwanga waliqhubekela phambili jeke yamanye njalo ngempela viki edluleyo linqotshwe ngewanganyangi le-FC Platinum. Endaweni yesibili nxawusuke emsileni kuleBulawayo City yona inqotshwe nge-2-1 Clanbon Bullets. Iqembu leHwanga le miklomelo emihlanu ukuthi leBulawayo City le miklomelo yesithupha. Mina le-Studio 7 kuBulawayo nguJoseph Ndanje.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakazwa kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES-5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Qhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Singeke ehlukane isihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Uhlangothi olubona ngezemihloliso olweZimbabwe School Examination Council luthi izikolo zizavalwa impumelo yemihloliso ka-O-level le-A-level ingekethulwa. Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa wele South Africa uthi uhulumende wakhe akasekeli iqembu elizingela abantu bokuza lifuna baxotshwe elizweni elizibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula. Uthi akula midlalo elula esigabeni saphezulu eseCastle Lagers Premier Soccer League. UJoy Antipas umqeqeshi weqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemklomelo ele Chicken Inn. Silugweba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo uPrexitus Jeremiah. Ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-fasi 6 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
Murara.